Hello, everyone. I'm Isabella de Oliveira, for those of you who don't know me. And my podcast is called Immigrating to America. And on this podcast, I will be discussing a little bit about families who immigrate to America and what their lives are like and what their kids go through and the reasons why they move to America. And most times it's to give their families a better life. On my podcast, I'm going to be discussing how some of them transition into living life in America, and some of them do have smoother transitions than others. I also will be having special guests on my podcast every now and then, and today, for the first episode, I actually do have a special guest named Lorraine D'Souza. Lorraine D'Souza is actually a student at Worcester State University. And she was born here. She is 22 years old, but her parents did immigrate to America from Brazil. So she's gonna be sharing a little bit about her experience and her parents' experience with us today. Hi, Lorraine. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to start off by asking you a couple questions. So the first question is, how old were your parents when they immigrated to America?
My parents came here. My mom was here when she was 22, and my dad was here when he was 20.
Okay, so your mom was about your age when she had to leave her country
Yes,
and move here.
yes.
Wow, that's very devastating. So, could you give us a little bit of background on why your parents immigrated to America?
Both of my parents immigrated here, obviously separately, not together, because they didn't know each other in Brazil, but they both immigrated here for the same reason, and it was just for a better life overall, better work, safer environments, just a better life. And Brazil was just at that time not the place, and still to this day, not the place to be happy and have a good family and have good work jobs and stuff.
Yes, we are very lucky to be able to live in a very safe environment with lots of opportunities for everyone. So usually when people immigrate to America from a different country, they usually struggle with the language barrier. They usually don't speak English.
Right.
So how was the language barrier for your parents?
It was honestly very difficult for them. And it still obviously is because it's not their first language, And they were 20 years old, 22 years old, trying to figure out how to learn a new language. And it's tricky because it's not like they could go to like English classes or anything like that. They had to learn from watching TV and all of that stuff. The biggest barrier, I would say, is that since they had me as a child, and I grew up in, English speaking schools here in America. I learned English before they did, which is crazy to think about. So it was just crazy. They would get like documents and letters and stuff sent to the house, and I would be the one translating it. So I was the one that knew two languages perfectly, and I was the one helping my parents, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, the barrier was very difficult for them.
Wow, that's very impressive. That must have been very stressful on you and a lot for you to have to constantly be helping your parents with things that adults should be doing. But because of the language barrier, they had no choice but to ask their
Right.
daughter who was in school.
Right.
So clearly, the language barrier was definitely a big struggle, but I'm sure they faced several other struggles. So another question I have for you is what was it like to watch your parents struggle knowing they moved here to, be able to give you a good life once they did have a kid and a family? And it must have been really hard for you. So how was it to watch them struggle?
I mean, they came here at a very young age. I'm 22 years old, and I can't imagine myself leaving this country and starting fresh in a whole new country by myself. Like, props to them for that, but they did know the stress and the struggles that was going to come with it, obviously. Growing up, it was really hard to watch. Not even just like the struggles they faced with their English, but also the struggles they faced with being immigrants, obviously, and not having their green card, no social security, being illegal. And with that came a lot of struggles, and one of them even being like racist people. Like, one story I actually wanted to share is that one time me and my mom, and I was a young girl, me and my mom were grocery shopping, and the lady asked her that was ringing up our groceries, asked her if she had rewards with them. Obviously, my mom didn't know what she was saying, and my mom just said, okay. And the lady was like, ugh, why are you here in America if you don't even know how to speak English? And just continued to take my mom's cash. And that, watching, you know, that's just one example of
the many.
Yeah, of the many that I could share and go on forever. So yeah, it sucked watching that happen, and it was really sad watching that happen. But you know, they just turned their other cheek and did their job and finally learned English and finally adapted into this new country that they're very thankful to be in, thank gosh.
Wow, that must have been very difficult. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. That's definitely very personal and very upsetting.
Yeah.
So another question I have for you is, how long has it been since your parents have been able to return to their home country, which is Brazil?
So actually, as of right now, my parents, since I turned 21 last year, the rule is that if you have a child born in America when they're 21, they can try to give you a green card and eventually citizenship. So now that I'm 22, my mom's got approved and my dad's is on the way of getting approved. My mom's actually going to Brazil to visit her. She only has a mother left, and so she's going to go visit her in January. And my dad's green card is on the way. Hopefully he'll get it soon too. But yeah, after all that time, they've been here for what, 35 years now?
So it's been 35 years since your parents have been able to return to Brazil?
Yes.
And see all their family?
Wow, yes. That and they must have didn't been really even, hard. Yeah, and my father couldn't even be with his parents while they passed. So imagine all that time not saying goodbye.
Wow.
Thankfully, my mom's came in time just to see her mother, though.
But she didn't get to see her father pass away, correct?
No.
Wow, that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
I have one last question for you. Obviously, not only your parents were affected, but you must have also been affected. So how was your life growing up with immigrant parents? I can assume it must have been pretty difficult for you.
It was definitely very difficult, but I don't want to say that it was awful, because with the bad things also came the great things. So yeah, it was hard watching my parents struggle, you know, being immigrants in this country and the English speaking and everything else that came with it, the immigration policies, whatever, the constant fear of them also like getting deported. It was a huge, like, I was so scared of that. Thankfully that never happened and they're good now, but you know, with that came anxiety, sadness, and I just wish sometimes that they were citizens. Like, I wish sometimes that they weren't, but I'm very proud of them. And not only was that the bad thing that came with it, but the great things also came with it, like me learning how to be independent at such a young age and me helping my parents, you know, and like learning new things. And I already know everything about this world that you usually learn later on in life. I knew it as a young child because of, I basically had to help them and take care of my own parents, which was crazy. But yeah, with the bad things came the great things also.
Wow, this was amazing. This was great to hear. I'm so glad that you were able to find a positive and a lot of negative things. And I'm really glad that you were willing to come on my podcast. And thank you so much for sharing.
Of course.
I look forward to having you on my podcast again sometime.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you.